From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello, Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. In a few minutes, we'll turn to Luke chapter 13. First, here's a lovely old hymn, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun.
Jesus reign where'er the sun, the peace of successive journeys run. His kingdom spread from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. People of heaven, of every tongue, dwell on His love with sweetest song. And infant voices shall proclaim their early blessings on His name. Blessing the bound wherever He reigns, the prisoner leaves to lose his chain. The weary find eternal rest, and all the sons of want are blessed. Let every feast arise and bring peculiar
We're reading this afternoon from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. We'll begin at the verse 18. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. The Lord Jesus Christ employed parables to teach wonderful truths. Here in this parable, the Lord spoke about a man who planted a tiny mustard seed in his garden, and eventually that seed became the mustard tree, and the birds lodged in the branches of it. The Lord said Himself that this parable was intended to teach certain truths relating to the Church of Jesus Christ. He said, Unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? In the New Testament, the Church of Christ is repeatedly known as the kingdom. It is a kingdom with a king. And Christ is the sole king and head of that church. Now the church is not one single denomination. It is all of God's people from every denomination gathered together in the body of Christ. And this is what the Lord is speaking of here. He's teaching us about the church. And in particular, He's teaching us something about the gospel. The church has grown throughout the centuries because of the gospel she preaches. Therefore, from the parable of the mustard seed, I would like to talk to you about the rise and progress of the gospel in the world. Firstly, please consider the insignificant beginnings of the gospel. The mustard tree began with a seed. The Church of Jesus Christ has commenced with the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of the church. In Matthew 13:32, the mustard seed is described as being the least of all seeds. The Lord Jesus Christ was one who was rejected. He was rejected when He was born. He had to be laid in a manger. The stable was His nursery. He was rejected throughout His life. He was despised because He came from Nazareth. And it was reckoned that no good thing could ever come out of such a village. Even His own family refused to believe His claims. Because John 7:5 tells us, neither did His brethren believe in Him. When the Jews and the Romans brought about the death of the Lord, they never could have imagined that in so doing, a seed was planted out of which would spring the greatest force for good that the world has ever known. Just as the mustard seed appeared to be so insignificant, so fragile, so Christ throughout his life appeared to be insignificant. And yet, as the seed contained life, so Jesus Christ contained life that would bring hope to the world. But no one could see it at that time. The seed was planted into the earth. And when it was planted into the earth, it bonded with the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven. He was God. He came to this world. He was sown as a man. And he bonded with humanity. He still remained God. He still remained perfect. But yet he became man. This is the miracle of the incarnation. You see, man needs a mediator. He needs a go-between between him and God. If you're not saved today, this is your need. You need one to stand between yourself and God, to mediate, to intercede in your behalf. You need one who is God and yet who is man at the same time. The Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled this criteria by coming into this world. The seed, when it was sown in the soil, died in the soil. A seed must die before it can germinate and bring forth life. The Lord came into this world. He came to die, but he didn't just come to die. He came to offer himself as a sacrifice. He came to turn away the wrath of God from us by taking this wrath instead. Therefore, in dying, he shed his precious blood, and in shedding his precious blood, he procured life for humanity. But this seed also arose. It was sown, it died, and then it lived again. And whenever a seed grows, it produces abundant life, doesn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ died, but he arose again. The third day, according to the scriptures. And because he lives, we can live also. This is what makes Christianity absolutely and totally unique. We have a Savior who died for us, a Savior who rose again, a Savior who is alive forevermore. Is he your Savior today? He lies at the very heart of what the gospel is all about. Take Christ away, and I have no message to talk to you about. But if Jesus Christ is alive, if he died for our sins, then I have no option but to speak of him. Because he can save you, just as he has saved so many others down through the centuries. But secondly, from this parable, I want to talk to you about the steady progress of the gospel. The gospel began in New Testament times with 12 disciples, but one was a traitor, one denied the Lord, and the other 10 ran away from him when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane. But yet, over 40 days later, on the day of Pentecost, I can see these men with a number of others. There were 120 in total. They were crying unto God that they would receive the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost came, and they stood out in front of the crowds in Jerusalem, many of whom were hostile to the message they preached, and they saw 3,000 souls saved in a day. God was beginning to work. God did work in Jerusalem. He formed the church in Jerusalem, and then the church in that place was persecuted, and the disciples, they were scattered into different areas of Israel, into Samaria, into Syria as well. And they began to preach the gospel there. And more churches were formed. The great persecutor Saul of Tarsus was saved. He became the Apostle Paul. And he started his missionary journeys, taking the gospel into what was known as Asia Minor. Today we call it Turkey. He reached the sea. He crossed over into Europe. He went down into Greece. And eventually he reached Italy, proclaiming the gospel of redeeming grace. He blazed a trail for Christ. The gospel continued throughout Europe. It came to Ireland, possibly sometime in the 5th century. Here we are today, in the 21st century. I'm talking to you about a message that began over 2,000 years ago, and the message is still with us today. It still has the same power because it has been effective. Look around the world. The gospel has gone to China, to India, to Russia, to the Americas. Every part of the world has been touched by it. Why? Because Jesus Christ is alive. The mustard seed fell into the ground. It began to grow. And the church is a growing, flourishing movement. One third and final thing I want to draw to your attention. the life-giving properties of the gospel. We're told that the birds of the air came and recited in the branches of this mustard tree. The birds are the people of God who reside in the church. The gospel provides life. It provides a purpose for individuals. And the people of God become part of the church. And they have something to live for within the work of God. In the scriptures, Christians are compared to birds. For example, birds, they mount up to the heavens. They get away from the world and they mount up and they soar through the sky carefree. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Christians get into the air. They get close to God. They reach heaven by praying. And there they get strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall rise up from this world, mount up on wings as eagles. I wonder, are you saved today? Have you mounted up on eagle's wings? Do you pray? Maybe you spend too much time with the things of the world, too much time worrying and caring and fretting about your material possessions, too much time considering your money and your wealth and all these other things, and you neglect the Lord. The Lord wants you to get away from the world, to mount up on wings as eagles, to live for the things of eternity, the things of heaven. They're of greater value. Do you live for these things? That's why you've been saved, that you might show forth the glory of His grace. Birds are safe in the air. They're safe in the boughs and the branches of the trees. When they're on the ground, the cat can pounce. When they're in the air, when they're on the treetop, they're secure. The people of God are safe when they have the gospel. The gospel provides security, provides hope, provides assurance. Christ said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." The birds in the mustard tree received food. They liked to eat the little seeds that the tree grew. And when the Lord saves us, He gives us His word. And He wants us to grow. Someone who has just been saved is just a babe in Christ. They need the milk of the word, the simple things. Someone who's been saved for a little while needs stronger meat, more substantial doctrine. But all the while there must be growth, development. Are you developing in the Lord? Are you in the church enjoying the things of God? I hope that you are. Perhaps you hear me today and you're not saved. We've described to you the gospel, how it has grown, how it has prospered, how it has changed so many lives. Has it changed your life? Will you not come to Christ today and have this wonderful seed germinated in your heart that you might enter the kingdom of God? Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.